Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, Agriculture Minister calls on Caribbean professionals and institutions to safeguard the sector's resilience to climate change. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan, up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Orly Shaw says the agriculture sector is dominated by small holdings whose owners often lack access to financial and other resources needed to modernize their operations and who are often overly reliant on rainfall for crop and livestock production. It is estimated that more than 90% of domestic production in Jamaica has no supplemental irrigation. The agriculture minister says over the last several years, the government has spent more than $1 billion to provide assistance to farmers affected by drought. He says based on the irreversible nature of climate change and the susceptibility of the Caribbean to cycles of drought and floods, more needs to be done to safeguard the agriculture sector in the region. This, he says, is important in mitigating the adverse effects of climate change on the agricultural sector through droughts, hurricanes and flooding, increased crop pests and diseases, and decreased crop and livestock yields.
Much of what agriculturalists, small farmers, extension workers, large agricultural conglomerates used to know about climate, weather patterns and agriculture do not seem to hold true any longer. Farmers no longer know when to expect rain or to anticipate dry seasons or which crops to plant when because of the changes they are seeing.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Orly Shaw. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the company's Office of Jamaica Mobile team will be at the Hibiscus Lodge in St. Anne on Thursday, July 26 and Friday, July 27 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to facilitate submissions for business name applications, business name renewals, new company registration, and outstanding company documents. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't make blood out of stone. Translation, it is not possible to get blood from a stone. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons observes Trafficking in Persons Week, July 22 to 28, under the theme, From Victim to Survivor, The Hard Road to Recovery. The first international conference on human trafficking will be held at Milia Bracco Triloni, July 25 and 26, with 120 delegates and presenters from the local and international community. You too can join us on Facebook at Loop Jamaica, Twitter at min_of_justice, and Instagram at Loop Jamaica to benefit from the presentations and participate in the discussions. Join Jamaica's campaign to eradicate human trafficking. Spot them, stop them, report them. A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, when resources are limited, you have to make the best use of what is available. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. Connect with us and send your questions or comments to JIS News on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.